This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Why do people ghost? Guys, you know what? In this episode, we are going to talk about ghosting and why people ghost. Whew. And we'll be talking about that for the rest of the season because it's coming into Halloween. And I don't know, I think we should all own up to ghosts and face them and face our fears and all the likes, because it's so obvious that ghosting has been prevalent in modern times and has caused a lot of hearts to silently ache with no resolutions in sight. So this episode seeks to discuss what ghosting is and what it means to be ghosted, to fully grasp its purpose and have a little glimpse of how we can handle it. So, you know, I'm sure everybody had their fair share of ghosting or being the one who ghosts. You know what? I mean, let's not lie. I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been the one who's been ghosted, and I've done ghosting as well. And I'm not gonna lie, it's bad. I feel bad. And now, since that I'm in a spirit of growth and I'm trying to learn and I'm trying to be honest with myself, I don't ghost anymore. I really tell the person up front, or unless they start ghosting me too. You know how sometimes it happens where you kind of like simultaneously ghost each other and nobody just wants to talk anymore? Yeah, something like that happens a lot to me. But I think when you talk about ghosting, right, the reason why it's so prevalent right now, I mean, why is ghosting everywhere? Why do a lot of people do it? And I think there's a lot of things to do with social media, and there's a lot of things that do with online dating and all that. Because let's look at this, okay? Let's analyze our dating life. Back in the day, we would all date someone that we always see. You know, there's proximity, we talk to them a lot, we're friends of friends, and we meet each other through mutual friends. Now, at that point, we already have connections. We already have a thing that binds us together. Even if we don't see each other often, we do know people around us, we do the same things that we like. There is a common ground for us to actually meet up and get to know each other. Now, the reason that bond is stronger or somehow has more chance of developing into something real and a relationship is that because there is social connections, there's also social pressure that when this person does something bad to you or ghosts you, there is an implication or there is a consequence with the relationships that they have with the friends that you have around together also. So they would also think twice to actually ghost you and probably just be honest with how they feel about you. But the thing here is, that natural bond that is formed within socialization and all that is quite strong because you guys are technically drawn to each other already. And there isn't that awkward space between completely not knowing the other person and being a complete stranger than asking all the little stuff and asking all the details again like another slam book or whatever, right? So now, with online dating, with Tinder swiping swiping right and left, we have Tinder doing that, we have Bumble, we have all those, and some other dating apps, like, it's not dating, it's probably for hookups, like Grindr, whatever. If you're gay, you'd know that. But with online dating, there's nothing that glues you together. You guys are in completely different worlds, and if you guys don't have mutual friends, even in social media, if you guys don't have mutual friends and you kind of just slid into somebody else's DMs, you are completely in two different worlds. Now, and you wouldn't be together if there wasn't any social media. And the only glue that's holding you together is that social media. Now, if you look at this like a Venn diagram, you two are two different circles, basically far from each other. Then when you meet online and you try to get to know each other, you'll start with the very basics of getting to know each other. And that's the tricky part, because sometimes people in dating apps don't even know what they're looking for. And when they go in there, they kind of just go in there and give it a shot. And then they don't really have much idea or they don't really have much empathy with whatever everyone else is feeling unless they go deeper into that relationship. Now, when you guys meet, you are completely different circles. And you're going to ask each other whatever it is that you find things good in common, and then you guys are gonna have a common ground. When you start having common ground and then each of you gets deeper into that, then you realize that you don't like the other person, or you kind of were, or whatever, you were kind of was or were love bombed into it, or went into it too quickly, then you'd realize you didn't really like the person pala, you just like the idea. So that's kind of like one of the things that causes that. And then since you guys don't have mutual friends, or your mutual friends are not so close with each other, most of the time that's what happens. You know, you have mutual friends but they don't really know each other, they're not really close, you don't really get to hang out with each other organically, then they don't really have much responsibilities to cut ties with you. That's why ghosting happens, because it's so easy to just detach from someone you just met online, you know, without the consequences of people ostracizing you or saying things to you that, oh, dude, that's wrong, or calling you out after the things that you've done. You know, nobody's going to hold you accountable for that when you ghost someone. So that's why people do that. And when we talk about ghosting, right, let's go deeper into ghosting. So ghosting is an act of completely vanishing from a person's life without saying goodbye after efforts of building a relationship. So ghosting doesn't only happen in, like, romantic relationships, but it also happens in a lot of our relationships. When people really have so much things going on, they ghost all the people around them or the relationships that they have and stop communicating because they need to fix themselves. That also happens in friendships and so many more. But the idea here in ghosting is that there is a lot of unresolved issues that's going on in here. And I would love to tackle more of the relationship side of it, because I think that's a lot of, well, that's what a lot of people relate to, because that happens a lot nowadays. And it has happened to me multiple times. And I've been so upset, because whenever somebody ghosted me, it would always make me feel like I've done something wrong. It would always make me feel like I'm the problem. It would always make me feel like I'm not worth the love that they can offer or something like that. And I'll blame myself all throughout and make me feel worthless. You know, I mean, that happens. Even if you are working on self-love and trying to build yourself all the time, when you get ghosted, it's a slash on your ego. And it sucks because nobody offers you an explanation. And at the end of the day, if you don't find your way to resolving it, your own way to resolve it, you are going to be eaten alive by that feeling of questioning and doubting and leaving an open-ended thing. And, you know, ghosting happens in so many ways. And the way that we can be aware of what ghosting could be, we are going to tackle the ideas or ways of breaking up. There are so many ways of breaking up, and I'll tell you how it goes. But before we do that, right? So the topic here is about relationships, right? And ghosting, people ghosting and all. So when we talk about that, again, they don't really have much ties or relationship to you. So they are not going to be held accountable when they ghost you. And it's easy for a lot of that people, especially online. It's because when people go into the talking stage, sometimes, or most of the time actually, they don't really even meet in real life or in person. They just talk for a while, for at least 2-3 months. And then after the 2-3 month period, the other person gets bored and realizes, oh, I don't really want to be in this one. Or they realize it like sooner or later that they don't want to be in a relationship yet, but they enjoy their company. But since they don't know how to deal with their emotions, they have unresolved issues and traumas within themselves, they ghost. And leaving no trace behind, because what trace is there to be? It's like an untraceable person within your life. If you, especially if you haven't told anyone, if you guys haven't gone public on stories yet or whatever, then that person will have no or nothing to be held accountable for. Because technically, that person did not exist, only if you showed them around and all. That's why the joke comes in that, oh, that, If you tell a friend that you're talking to a person, that person turns into a trial card, and then that person leaves and it doesn't work out with you too. So again, with social media making it easier for everybody to connect, it makes it also so easy for everybody to disconnect without the accountability that comes along with disconnecting, especially with the regards to the relationship that was built. No matter what it is, it's still a relationship, right? So if I were to have a relationship with you, even a friendship, whatever, I will be honest with you that if I don't want to be around you, or I would actually say to you what it means and I don't want this kind of energy around me, and then if you don't really listen, if you don't really take in what I said, then that's one of the time that maybe I should cut you and ghost you out of my life. Something like that. There is a right way of ghosting, actually. You know, you give them chances and you tell them. And if they don't seem to get it, even if you've laid it out all on the table, then you tell it. Then you just stop it, because it means it's not that they don't see it. It's just they don't want to understand you and they don't want to listen to it. Now, let's talk about ways of breaking up. So, oh my goodness, this is so fun. Okay, so I'm sorry, you guys. If you guys are seeing these signs or feeling this, these are things that you have to look out for when somebody or when you're talking to somebody. So we have ways of breaking up. As people, we have multiple ways of cutting relationships with each other, especially in romantic relationships. We have open confrontation, where we say, I'm not happy anymore. I think we should see each other, or see each other, see other people. So that's the best way, right? Like, that's the most clear-cut way of breaking up. You know, I think that this is going somewhere that I like, and I don't think I see you in my future. Maybe let's end this and let's see other people. That's the best one. That's your best case scenario when you're talking to someone. Next is, this is what I hate, is avoidance. Oh, yeah, avoidance. When you talk about avoidance is where you kind of, this is when I said was like the simultaneous ghosting, where you decrease contact with that person. Now, you know, this happens a lot to a lot of us, so keep a lookout on this one. If a person does this to you, they're on the way to ghosting you or something like that, or they're silently breaking up with you. For example, when you feel like in a relationship or in this, whatever we call it, when you're talking to somebody in the talking stage, you feel like you're talking each and every day. You start talking every day, right? You start initiating conversation, the other initiates and you initiate. So it's a give and take. Then after a while, after a few weeks, and then you realize that you guys were not clicking so well, and he realizes that, or the person realizes that also, the point of contact also decreases, right? That's avoidance, where the other person takes a few hours not to reply, the other person takes a few days to reply also, or when they don't really ask anymore, when they don't open up new topics anymore, when they just talk to you and then he answers your question straight up and doesn't make conversation, that's one sign of avoidance. That person is trying to decrease their contact with you so that they're softening the blow, that you don't get used to their presence all the time. And then at the end of the day, when you keep doing that, when you guys avoid each other, when he or that person avoids you, it's not that obvious anymore. It's not that painful. It's like naturally letting it die down. That's avoidance. People do that. Be honest. I've done that. Maybe you've done it too. But people do that because they can't deal with their emotions, because they can't say it. They can't confront you with that. So they rather just let you lose slowly, let you go slowly, and make you realize that, oh, maybe it's just not working out. And then when you feel like they're not interested in you anymore, you'll also feel, oh, okay, never mind. Maybe it just didn't work. See, that's how avoidance works. And also, one of the things that I hate, this is the so used line. People have used this so many times. I've used it too. I'm not lying. I've used it too. It's self-blame. AKA, it's not you. It's me. I just need to find myself. I just need to see if what my life has to offer. And then, guys, honestly, people do this, but after a while, you'll see them that they have another person waiting in line and say, oh, okay, they were collecting you, and you weren't the one that they really wanted, so they got the other one because they kind of clicked more. Something like that. It happens a lot. It happens a lot to me. They're going to say, it's not you, it's me. I just have to work on myself. I need to figure out how to love myself more because I'm losing myself in this relationship. I'm losing myself in this world. They always say this. A lot of people have said this, and it hurts me so much when they do that. And then you'd really, then after a few weeks, you'd see them hanging out with somebody else. That sucks, right? So this is the worst. For me, self-blame and ghosting is the worst because I hate this. Actually, any breakup is painful, but my most preferred way of breaking up is open confrontation. Next is avoidance, I guess. So let me be honest. You know, I can do avoidance too. But when you talk about self-blame, it's so upsetting, right? They're going to use themselves and their excuse to become, to find themselves as that. So that's why a lot of people, when people use it's not you, it's me excuse, they don't really believe it anymore because, oh, we've seen through that. Stop using that. That's so used and that's so overrated. So please stop doing that. Now we have cost escalation. When we talk about cost escalation is trying to make the relationship worse, you know, trying to not fix anything anymore, trying to be the, be the asshole of the relationship so that the other party cuts it off and you wouldn't feel the guilt. People do cause escalation to not feel the guilt of breaking up with somebody because they're going to make you think that it was your idea, all your idea. They're going to manipulate you to see, think that, oh, the relationship's not working anymore because that person isn't trying or is trying to sabotage it so that you're the one who's going to break up. You're going to have the burden to break up with them. So that's the most toxic way also. I think that that breakup is such a toxic way of doing it. I hate it. I swear. I hate that cost escalation. And I've seen people do that. You know, when they really act like the worst part of themselves so that the other person cuts them off. And we also have mediated communication, where mediated communication is somehow there's a third party that tells the person that you guys are broken up, something like that. So a lot of people, this is, so when we talk about mediated communication, it could be the use of social media as a sign of, oh, if you know how they use word parinig or they spill the tea on their stories and you wouldn't know unless you've seen the stories of the person, that, for example, that person wouldn't reply for you for 3 days and that person posts a story and then is dating someone. That's one way of mediated communication because the third party communicator of the breakup is the social media. And sometimes this also happens with friends where the other person, the other party vanishes, and then when you hang out with their friends, they tell you, oh, I thought you guys were broken up. So those are the things that could happen with mediated communication. But most of the time, mediated communication breakups are most likely about, most likely about using social media or a third party medium to inform the other person that you guys are done. This can also be considered where you send a text message that we're done or something like that, like what Joe Jonas did to Taylor Swift back in the day. I mean, the rumors. Rumor has it that Joe broke up with Taylor Swift through a text. I don't know. I was a petty, whatever kid. Now, when we talk about ghosting, finally, the topic of the night or the day, wherever you are, is a combination of avoidance and mediated communication. Avoidance in a sense that you cut off completely the ties that you have with this person, the specific person that you're talking to, and you're using something else as a medium of communication, like social media. How? You not replying for 5 days, and then what? If you haven't replied for 5 days, but you are able to post a story, that's already a sign that you are sending to the person involved in this situation. So you see how it works, guys. Now, since we've talked about the ways of breaking up, now you can see and grasp that most of this ghosting happens not because of the victim, not because of the haunted or the ghosty. It's not you, honey. It's not your fault that person ghosted you, because ghosting is more about the ghost rather than you, than the victim. Because the reason why these happen or why ghosts exist, because ghosts usually have unresolved issues or have trouble expressing themselves, that they couldn't be honest with you or themselves. It speaks more about their character than you. A lot of these ghosts don't know what they want. They're not sure of who they are. They're not sure if they want to be in a relationship, or they don't even know what the relationship feels like to begin with. Because all this time, what they know how to do is walk away from it once it's not good for them or once it's not fun for them anymore. Crappy, right? And I usually feel bad for ghosters because they can't really just, I don't know, resolve or whatever. And I'll tell you something about this. I'll share you a rule so that, you know, I'll tell you a rule that I used to do or think about whenever I'm talking with someone and then I feel like they're ghosting them. The signs that I look out for is this. when the person, so I'll give you rules. These are the rules to look out for when somebody's ghosting you. Okay, or starts to ghost you, is when they start avoiding also, when they don't try to make conversations. That's one sign that you have to look out for, a red flag that you have to look into. If that person doesn't want to talk to you anymore or doesn't make conversation, that's one red flag about someone trying to ghost you. Second, if the person already didn't reply to you for like a day, that's fine. Okay, fine. Maybe there's something going on with your life that I don't understand and I shouldn't know and pry on. The second day, give a little nudge. You can send a message. I hope you're okay or whatever. And on the third day, if you see that person tweeting, if you see that person doing a story and all, honey, Jesus came back from the dead after 3 days. If that ghost doesn't come back on the third day, he's ghosting you. He's ghosting you. So that's one. So that's my rule, personal rule to myself, because that happened to me lately and that rule helped save my heart so much trouble. But that happened to me. So I was talking to this person in the same community, in a community that I really love and then whatever. And then he ghosted me. He just suddenly didn't reply. Even if the conversations that we had were really great and we were really having a good conversation, I thought we were going somewhere. You know, I thought we were going, I thought we were going to a very, very good spot in our relationships. Even have great friendship together. Even if we don't continue to become someone, something more intimate or whatever, it's fine with me. Especially if the person was honest to me. But now since the person ghosted me, I don't think I would want to be close with that person again. Or even give the person a chance to actually be a part of my inner circle. But I've forgiven the person no matter what. Even if that person was late to apologize. Or apologize just because he got sick. You know what? Like, that's what happened. I saw his story and I was kind enough to reply. You know, a few weeks after he ghosted me, I saw his story. I replied because I saw he was sick. And I said, get well soon. I tried to help him. Personally help him. And then that's what he said. You know, I'm sorry. Whatever, whatever. If I don't, whatever. So, yeah. And then I'm like, ugh. You just said sorry just because you feel guilty about what you did because now you're experiencing something bad and all, something like that. So that's what I think. But you know what? Water off a duck's back, it's fine. That person can have it. I just wanted to share it because that's an experience, you know? He ghosted me and I was upset. I was pretty upset. I was pretty hurt about it because I thought that we had a good relationship enough to actually be honest with each other and the feelings. Like, if you don't like it, then don't. I don't want to force you, but please, right? I don't know. I just feel upset about it. Like, I thought that there was, you know, we could be good friends out of it. Oh, that's a waste. But either way, when you talk about those, so those are experiences that I had. Like, I've been ghosted. And there's this one time, talking to you about ghosting is more of them, the character or the person rather than you or being the victim. So the ghosting is more of a definition of the character of the one who does it. So I had one experience before that I'll be sharing. I got ghosted, and then after a few years, we kind of like swipe right on each other again on an app, and then the person apologized. So see, comes full circle. I'll discuss those in details in the next few episodes. These are good details I could share with you so that maybe you could, you know, have a thing for yourself when you, you know, decide for yourself, actually have a criteria and decide for yourself when it comes about ghosting, because this thing is so different. These experiences are so different from each and every one of us because each and every person is uniquely different. Now, let's talk about this. Why does it hurt to be ghosted? Ouch, right? It hurts. I'm not gonna lie. I have been in pain, or I've always become in pain when somebody ghosts me. And I've been ghosted more than once. More than twice, actually. At least twice. I don't know. I can't count. But it causes so much confusion within ourselves. And it begins to take a toll on us, the victims. If you are not mentally in a good place, you can spiral out, you know? And the lack of closure leaves so much questions. That's why it hurts. Because after that situation, you're going to be left with, I thought we were having a good time. I thought we were going in a good place. And I thought that we were in a good place enough that you could be honest with me about your feelings. But then that person leaves. No question, not a clue, not any reasons for you to think about. But what happens is that when that person leaves, instead of questioning their integrity, their worth, and whatever they are in your life, you start questioning yourself. You start questioning your worth. You start doubting yourself. You start doubting love. You start doubting if you deserve that kind of love. And you start thinking that maybe nobody else will love you, because that's what it makes you feel like. It makes you feel so unwanted that you don't even, that I don't even deserve an explanation. It's like, that's how you don't want me. I'm not going to say like you, but it's also an experience that I felt. And that's how I feel. That when I get ghosted, it's like, you don't want me. You don't like me enough. Or you don't see me enough as a person, my worth enough as a person to be honest with me. And it makes me feel so shitty about myself. And then other effects of ghosting is that, of course, it will impact how we look at relationships. It will impact how we're going to see other people. If they're going to talk to us, we're always going to have our walls up. We're always going to think that they're going to leave us the second that we show vulnerability. It impacts us, and it's still impacting me. And I've been learning, I've been trying, and I've been working on it so hard. And I think that's why I'm doing this episode, because I'm sharing my journey and I'm still working on it. But yeah. And most of the time, or to some extent, this can cause emotional trauma that we may have to unravel ourselves and work on. So in the next few episodes, we are going to talk about how can we deal with these, you know, with these ghosters. How do we deal with this? How can we work on it? Because it's tough dealing with them. So in the next episode, I'll discuss about ways that we could get over ghosting. But for now, I want to leave with this note, is that remember that when somebody ghosts you, it's not always about you. Not entirely about you. There may be something that you have done. There may be something about you that they didn't like. But, you know, they don't, if you don't get anything from them, if you don't get any apologies or whatever, fine. Good riddance. Have it. You don't need it. All you need is done. All that you need to understand is that you've done your part and it was never on you. If that person couldn't be honest with themselves, how could they be honest with other people? If that person couldn't confront you or tell you how they feel and be honest with you, they don't deserve a spot in your life. Not at all. We don't tolerate toxicity. We don't tolerate people who can't be honest with us. We can't be 100% genuine and true with us, because that's what we're looking for. If you're genuine with yourself, if you're honest with yourself and honest with all other people, you'll find the honest people too. And you deserve that. We all deserve someone who can speak out their minds. And we want to be with someone who can actually be honest with us. Right? So, yeah. Chin up, baby girl and baby boy and baby whatever. Chin up. Because, you know what? It's always going to be fine. So, chin up, baby. Chin up. We don't deserve them. We deserve so much more. Just remember that. So this is AD here of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And please do check out my socials, FeshFMAdrian, on Instagram, TikTok, and so many more. I love you guys. Be safe, and remember that this is a podcast in partnership with Gorilla Podcast Syndicate 2. So yeah, send them some love, send us some love. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I love you. Mwah.
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.